back. This is the Coffee and a Cry podcast. Yeah. It's, I don't know, it's Wednesday when we're recording this. It's very hot in here, actually.
Yeah.
Like, it's normally hot in this room because it's a soundproof room. But,
yeah, but to be fair, our podcast is on fashion today. And I was going to give you a rundown on what Kate is wearing in 19 degree heat.
I was like, where are you going with this?
In England, 19 degrees is like...
That's qualified as hot.
It's qualified as hot in England.
That's degrees Celsius, not
I feel like that's
Fahrenheit.
Like the time when everyone stops wearing tights, like the leggings come out, like no one's too sure whether they should bring a jumper or not.
I saw a girl wearing like short shorts in the library.
Yeah, me too.
And I was like, dude, like that's bold.
But you're in jeans, like, and not just any jeans. Are they Levi's?
No, these aren't my Levi's.
But they're thick denim.
Yeah, they're decent denim.
And then you're in a t-shirt, but she's also bought a windbreaker.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I don't trust the English weather.
I'm in leggings and a flowy top because I just know it's going
to
be hot.
Yeah, to be fair, I was pace walking. Like, I was walking really fast to get to the library and I was getting really sweaty.
Yeah,
I was like, I have made a mistake.
Yeah, it's so warm.
No, it is lovely and warm. But yeah, this week we are talking about fashion because we're, you know, such experts on fashion.
We're such experts.
And as many of you know, the Met Gala just happened.
Yeah.
She, funny thing about the Met Gala, so it was happening the night, I think it was the same night as Liverpool were playing Barcelona in the Champions League semi-final. Sneeze. It's not going to happen. Bless you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the same night, I think, as that Liverpool game where Liverpool went through to the semi-final. It was a big game. It was a very exciting game.
Yeah.
They made a great comeback.
I do not watch football.
This is my entire knowledge of football. But no, it was happening that night.
Yeah.
And I was there with Jack. And I was sat there and I was like, I really want to, like, tell him about the Met Gala because it's something that, you know, especially on YouTube, like, that's a big, you know, event that happens online. Biggest fashion event of the year, pretty much.
No, definitely.
And
yeah.
I was like, well, I really wanted to explain it to him. And I was like, you know what? I could pick a better day to explain to him what the Met Gala is and its importance than like one of the most exciting football matches of the season so far. So I chose my time carefully, but I still don't think he knows what it is.
Okay, so
he just kept seeing it. I was like, what is this?
I don't think Kelsey even knew it happened. So, like, you know, that's the start to it. But do you know what the theme was this year?
This year it was...
Go on, you know this.
It was camp. Of course,
yeah, it was camp. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, what I've done.
I don't know why I had such a panic there.
I know,
I love
you were like,
camp,
oh my god,
I was just like, wait, what was it?
Yeah, because RuPaul went.
Yes.
But basically, I've selected a few. I would say a handful, maybe a bit more.
Okay.
Of Met Gala outfits that I want you to look at and judge out of 10.
Okay.
And I know you've already seen quite a few because I've showed you quite a few.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I think this is the first time I've watched Vogue's uploads of, like, you know, Liza Koshy interviewing people.
Okay.
And
I'll start.
Seen a lot, but.
I need you to, like, describe the outfit and who's wearing it, because people most likely already know.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is going to test my celebrity knowledge, because that's not good.
Well, I know all of them.
Okay, good.
If you don't know our
favorite. So
okay, so first one.
Oh, Zendaya. Fabulous.
She's probably my favorite look, and I know I'm hitting it off early on with my favorite look, but this probably was it.
So Zendaya, yeah, she's got blonde hair, actually, or, you know, blonde highlights, and she's dressed
as... It's a wig.
As Cinderella.
Oh, no, it's not a wig, is it?
I don't know if it's a wig. Anyway, she's dressed as Cinderella. And the thing is, what I didn't realise, because I saw the pictures of the dress already lit up.
Yeah, yeah,
I didn't realise that there was a whole performance beforehand of it lighting up. And it sort of started from the floor and sort of started to glow up her dress.
I have had some criticisms about her outfit. But
really?
I would say it's my favourite. Everyone was just like, oh, you didn't do anything new. You just went as Cinderella. She also left her glass slipper on the stairs.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, so, I don't know whether... I don't think I would call that camp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a pretty dress, and it kind of based on the film, the live action Disney Cinderella, with that fantastic dress that she wears and, like, the work that went into the actual dress and how they wanted it to look like water when it moved and things like that. Very cool. And it's sort of like, yeah, I like the fact that it lights up, but I kind of get where it's like, but you know so, like, she's just a Cinderella. If the theme was Disney, she's got it. But it's sort of like,
can you imagine if it was Disney?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But okay, it's sort of like the performance of it lighting up, that was cool. But I think that,
what would you rate it out of 10?
Like a 6.
I'd rate it 9.
Really?
Yeah, I, like, loved it.
No, the amount I want of way more than that. I want way more.
Okay, but I definitely do have a 10. So I said she was my favourite, but she probably wasn't. Not that the next one's my favourite. Okay.
What is it?
Do you know who that is?
Oh, wait, let me see.
Don't scroll along because you'll ruin it for yourself.
I recognise her.
She sings New Rules.
Is that Hailee Steinfeld?
No, Dua Lipa.
Oh, that's Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Wow, I actually haven't seen this look. It's like,
Multicoloured.
See, this is more like what I'd expect.
What is she wearing? Is it a dress?
So it's like, it looks like it's a dress, and it's sort of like, it's tights that go down to her shoes. Yeah, like, yeah. It's just all one giant piece, and it's kind of like,
I can't
quite
remember
ruffled.
Who dressed her. Because yeah, they're all dressed by designers.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have no idea. But like,
I love it.
I think that's way more of what I'd sort of associate with, one, the Met Gala, and also camp.
But like, look at her makeup as well. It matches.
Yeah. But the thing is, again, I don't know why, but I always think that camp is like, it's not just up to like your neck crazy. It's like head to toe extra.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was like expecting way more like... I don't know if you have her on your little list, but Lady Gaga's like
eyelashes. I don't have Lady Gaga.
But like her eyelashes and that kind of thing, that's like, you know, yeah. It's not just, from my neck down, my dress is like camp.
Crazy.
It's like
yeah.
everything. You've got to embody it. So I think that's more on the lines because
of the stockings.
How do you feel
about Dua Lipa, like in general?
I like Dua Lipa.
I do too. I don't know anyone that doesn't like her, actually, to be fair.
I think she was, I don't know if this is right, but I think she, because like BBC Radio 1 tend to sort of help a lot of people kickstart their career and things, and they're very good at sort of picking up on who's going to be the newest, latest and greatest thing. And I remember Dua Lipa being on their list quite early on. And so, and she's a huge Harry Potter fan as well.
I have no idea. I know two songs by her, and I was like, yeah, she's fine.
She's a big Harry Potter fan as well, I think. I'm pretty sure that's her.
So out of 10, what do you rate her outfit?
I think that's sort of more like a 8.
I would say 8.
I think that's like, that's more,
yeah,
I think it's cool. It
looks good.
Cool.
And it's more on point than, it's like more on theme.
Yeah.
Okay, so next one.
Oh, Katy Perry, mate.
Katy Perry dresses as a chandelier, just in case anyone hasn't seen it. How do you feel about that?
I mean, Katy Perry
was
always good.
Nice.
She's like stupid.
Did you see her second outfit change?
No, what, her after
She dresses
party?
As a burger.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, and then there's a video of J-Lo walking past her.
And, like, she's in the toilets or something.
Yeah, and J-Lo looks disgusted. She's like, what the hell is going on?
Because, underneath, her dress is, like, a lettuce dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I did see that. But the chandelier thing, like...
I get it, but what theme is that?
Yeah, and also it's sort of like, yeah, so what, your dress is a chandelier?
She read the word cap and was like, oh, light appliance. I could be a chandelier.
But it's like, you know, it's cool. And again, it's like, it's super extra. And I do like the sort of, her whole body, she embodies a chandelier.
Yeah.
It's not just like half-assed. Like,
I like her
she
as
really
a blonde. She looks nice as a blonde.
Yeah, no, I think that's like...
I'm like not a fan of Katy Perry, so she could have done anything and I would have been like, ugh,
no,
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry always does something that's sort of like... if you can add extra to camp, it is. But I mean, you know, she's weird, and I kind of think it's cool when it's like things
after,
like the Met Gala, and I'm like, yeah, go for it.
After like Shalika wrote her dissertation on cultural appropriation and Katy Perry, I like just don't no longer
oh,
like
yeah,
Katy
I don't
Perry.
Like Katy Perry.
No. I don't know anyone that I actually genuinely don't know anyone that likes Katy Perry anymore. I used to like Katy Perry.
I'd never really got into like her music was everywhere. And I do like California Girls because Snoop Dogg, but like, I don't think I've ever bought an album.
Just so, a little update, my dad's especially saying, hey, listening to your podcast, can't wait for next week. So I'm like, we're recording it right now. Oh my
Are
God, he knows. Are we live now? Would you give her out of 10?
Again, I think that's sort of like a 7.
I'd give her like a 5.
No, it's like, it's cool. Like, I think
it's cool and it's all diamonds and it looks great,
yeah,
but it's not like, on theme and I don't like her.
Well, I think it's like a time. I don't like her. It's like time and a place, Met Gala. Yeah, sure. Go for it. Like, absolutely. And I like the, it felt like it all sort of tied in well together with her blonde hair and stuff like that. It's cool. What kind of shoes did she have with it? Crystal shoes.
No, they were just like silver shoes.
Okay. Yeah.
But I can't remember who dressed that. I really should have actually done more research and double checked who dressed everyone. But here we are. This is, I know who dressed these.
Okay. Oh, I love these two.
Yeah, they say Sailor on dress.
Oh my
them.
Gosh, which Hemsworth is
Liam.
It? Liam Hemsworth. I was like, no.
So, Miley Cyrus.
I follow her on Instagram. I think she's great.
Oh, her name is Miley Cyrus. What's her name in Hannah Montana? Miley Stewart.
Oh,
Miley Stewart. Basically, everyone was like making a meme of this.
Because it's like a dress from Hannah Montana.
It's the Hannah Montana dress.
Yeah.
The iconic Hannah Montana dress.
Oh,
but
is it? I had no idea.
Obviously, because it's the Met Gala, she obviously didn't have any say of what she was wearing, really. So Saint Laurent dressed her.
Yeah.
So obviously they weren't like, oh, we'll put her in Hannah Montana stuff.
I don't know. They could have.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you know what we should do? A throwback.
And she's blonde now with bangs, as like Hannah Montana was. But so Miley Cyrus dressed in a like black and green glittery
striped dress.
Kind
and
of, Liam,
what's it called? Where it's like asymmetrical.
Yeah. I guess. It's like got weird cutouts.
Yeah.
And then I just think Liam Hemsworth could have done better.
he's like, you know.
But they came to, they were both dressed by Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
So I feel like kind of, I would give them like a 3 because I just feel like they're collective.
Really?
Yeah.
I think.
Well, so I'm not a massive fan of Miley Cyrus. I mean, I love Hannah Montana.
No, I'd never watched Hannah Montana.
Yeah, but you didn't have Disney Channel.
I didn't have Disney Channel. I was deprived as a child. No. I like Miley Cyrus. I think like she went through that, you know, off the rails phase, and now she's sort of back on track, and I think she's really just doing whatever she wants.
So what would you give them out of 10?
I think if I was just rating Miley's look, probably like, I don't know, like a 6.
Okay. You're saying very, very safe today.
Well, she's like, I mean, it's not like outrageous and it's not like in your face. It's kind of subtle and like that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Miley Cyrus. I wouldn't put her, you know, put it past her wearing this to any other kind of event. Mm. And I think, yeah, I think again, it's sort of like kind of tame, but that's okay. Yeah. And like, I like the fact that, you know, they're married and they like,
it was cute.
Kind of go together.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sweet. And I don't mind that he wasn't like wearing something outrageous as well.
I'd give them like a 3 or 4.
Just because like,
well, I just think that
he's just wearing a black suit.
I would expect more from Miley. Like, come on, Miley. You went through the crazy phase.
That is
true. You can still have a bit of crazy.
She's married now, so she can't be crazy anymore.
Okay, next one.
Okay, go on. Oh, who is that? Oh,
Kris Jenner.
Oh, my gosh. I never saw this.
Sorry?
No, I saw it from a distance, but she's got blonde hair in this.
I don't like her blonde.
I don't like her blonde either. I don't like her with long hair and blonde.
No,
like she
did
that
either.
Campaign with Kim where they were both blonde, and I really like those pictures.
I like short blonde.
Yeah, but this
Kris
is
Jenner
like a bob.
Is her short. Kris Jenner is her. I want to speak to the manager. Haircut.
Short, yeah, short hair, yeah. But this is. I haven't seen this. She's wearing like a navy blue jumpsuit. That sort of like what's it called? Love heart.
Yeah, love heart neckline.
Neckline with like a star in the middle, and then she's got like this fluffy, like, jacket that goes down to the floor with really, really tall shoulders.
So the jumpsuit.
Oh, and she's got like a little handbag by the looks of things.
The jumpsuit and the hair, I don't think is very Kris Jenner. The only thing I do think is really Kris Jenner is the jacket.
I think she looks bad. Like, yeah. I think the, like, because the jumpsuit, whatever material it's made of, it looks like all crinkled and like creased from where she's like sat down or whatever.
Yeah.
And like the front bit where it's got like this, like, crappy little silver star with like weird like bits of like maybe like a bow of the,
I don't like
of
it.
The navy. I
I'm
think it looks really bad.
I do think the jacket
and
is
her
very
hair
her.
Looks terrible. I think
but
the jacket's
have you,
cool.
Have you seen that picture of her? Like, this isn't Met Gala related, this is on her Instagram. She has blonde short hair and she's in like a massive fur coat and she's in white trousers with roses on it and she's sat and she's like got a cocktail.
Oh yeah.
That, why does she not just wear that? I don't understand she can't wear the same thing twice, but that is, like, iconic Kris Jenner.
Yeah. I think, for one thing, like, the big thing that stands out for me there is her hair. I think it looks terrible.
I don't like her makeup either.
No, I think the jacket with the high shoulders and whatever, like, that's pretty cool. Like, if that, because also it feels like that was, like, a jacket that sort of is great for Met Gala, great for camp.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, I don't have anything to wear with this. I'll just put on a crappy, like, blue jumpsuit. Like, they don't work well together
at
all.
No, they don't.
But if, like, she went more off the jacket with the ruffles and the, like, high shoulders, that could have been a cool look.
Yeah. Out of 10?
Like a 4.
Yeah, me too,
really,
me too.
I did not, that was, no.
I'm only giving it a 4. I think I would give it lower if it wasn't Kris Jenner.
Really?
I do kind of like Kris Jenner.
I just think that she, like, she just looks so good. She is, like you say, the iconic, like, short
she
hair.
Is.
So why would you change that? And it's sort of like, I get, like, to change it from the dark colour to blonde, like, that's cool, but to have, like, the bob, no, I don't like
and
that.
And do you think it's on theme?
No, not really.
The coat is.
The
nothing
coat.
Else
See,
is.
If she had something that was, like, tied together with the coat, then sure, but, like, if she takes that jacket off because she gets too hot, she's
Kris Jenner?
I dread to think, like, 50 or 60, maybe.
She does good, like, to be fair. Okay, so next one.
All that plastic surgery. Whoa.
That's Hailee Steinfeld.
That's Hailee Steinfeld?
Hailee
Steinfeld. I did see that, or I saw, like, something that said no photos, please.
Do you like that? Just for context, it's a big dress that goes from purple, I want
to
say.
It goes purple. It's like ruffles, and it goes purple to, like, dark greenish.
And it says no photos, please.
It says no photos. It's, like, stitched in no photos, please. Really big on the front. And she's got, like, a little black belt with a big black bow in her hair. I like her hair. I like the bow.
I just don't think it's on... Well, I just don't think it's on theme.
But then it's sort of, like, you know, but is it on theme by not being on theme? Which sounds really stupid, no, but it's sort of it's like in a theme. Kind of ironic, no photos, please, for, you know, the biggest fashion event of the year. I kind of get it, kind of don't.
I get it too, but I
it's
don't
also
know.
Like, I, as a dress in itself, it's like kind of cool. I don't like the colours.
I think I tell you what's jarring for me. What? Yes, the colours. The colours is jarring for me. I don't like, I like the pink on top, and I think that the green.
I love
is,
her hair and I love the bow.
Me too. But the green and the pink together is just not cute.
Yeah. But I, you know, like.
I would still give it a dress, six. I'd give like, it a six. Meh.
Yeah, but I think it's more sort of like she's doing the kind of social like commentary almost with it, which is kind of cool. It's like. There's bound to be one person at least.
She's
at
holding a camera.
Yeah, see, she's like, you know, it's kind of clever. It's kind of, I quite like that. But again, like, with things like the Met Gala, if it was any other kind of red carpet event, like, or like, you know, the Oscars or something like that, or BAFTAs, whatever, because that happened the other day, I think it would make more sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird because it's like, I remember listening to. I think I told you this in a Views podcast where Jason and David talk about last year's Met Gala, and Jason says like, "Oh, but I just don't care what people are wearing. It's more like who the person is." And I'm like, "But you're at the biggest fashion event of the year. It only matters what they're wearing.
You have to put aside like the kind of person behind
exactly.
It, really.
So for that reason, I'm like, this is kind of cool. It's clever. I like it. But you know, as a piece of fashion in itself, whether it's camp or not, I don't know.
I'd
but
give it a six. I think the hair and the like
the hair
bow
and the bow is
nice.
Wicked. I think it's great, and I think that's on trend.
And the actual like layout of the dress, I quite like. It's just the colours that are jarring to me. I just don't like the colours together.
I get that, but again, maybe it's like again a status sort of like taking two ugly colours and smashing them together. Like that's kind of cool as well. So I think I'd give it like a six or a seven, just because it's like she's not doing it. She's not doing the whole like Shia LaBeouf paper bag on my head. She's doing it in a sort of she's going with the theme and going with fashion and still making people like. Question it, which is clever. I do like the purple hair. Yeah.
Do you know who this is?
No.
It's Justin Bieber's wife.
Oh, what's her name? Like Hailey Bieber or something?
Yeah, Hailey Bieber.
Oh, wow. I'm well impressed I got that name.
Why has she got Miss Frozone? From Frozone. The Incredibles.
I like this. This is cool. This is
actually, I don't
this
like
is
it.
Wicked. It's like, I think, like, she's like... wearing like a silver suit. That is like, or her shoes are matching as well. It looks like it's a one thing. It's like turtleneck and like the blazer for it goes down to like a cape with like feathers that are sort of at the bottom woven in. This for me, this is, yeah, she's got like these, this cool headpiece. Like it's all matching silver
like,
stripes almost.
I feel like she's going to take off her heels and put on boots and then she's going to go skiing.
I do kind of get that. And like she's got like stabby... looking like eyelashes.
It's like she's walked through a blizzard to get there.
It's like she's like a metal snow queen.
I don't like it because
I like
I see the like attention to detail, and I see that I understand that it's all one piece, and like her going to the, like going for a pee or something in the day is gonna be really difficult.
Yeah.
And I get it, and I get the craftsmanship and everything, but I personally don't like the outfit.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand how it's on theme.
I think it's great. I think it's like almost like zebra stripes.
But like
with
she can't even use her fingers.
Silver.
They're also in it.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's great. I think it's like because
I
of
like
the
eyelashes. The eyelashes. Are
I
cool.
like the eyelashes. I'm not a big fan of the like headpiece.
No, it looks like she's gonna go diving.
I think it just makes it look like she has a really really small head. But you know, I think it's still a cool look. Like I think that's on theme. Like it looks like she could be one of those like living statues on the street.
Yeah, literally. There's so many things I can compare this to.
But I think it still looks cool. She looks fierce
out of
and 10? Scary. I'd give that like a 9.
Okay, I'd give it like a 7.
Because it's like a suit, but it's like the most extra suit possible. And so I'm like, yeah, sure. That qualifies for me.
I have a next one, which actually surprised me as being something I quite liked.
Okay. Oh, Cara Delevingne. Yeah. I love this woman. She's great.
I don't like Cara Delevingne because I think she's the worst actress ever to play, like, grace this planet.
Okay.
But I do like, I actually shocked me how good that looks.
Yeah.
And the hat and everything.
Yeah,
and just,
yeah. So
yes.
She's wearing, like, platform shoes and it's, like, head to toe. She's striped colours of the rainbow. She's got a cane. She loves canes.
Yeah,
like,
she
loves, like, that kind of, I guess, I don't know, like,
macho, traditionally masculine.
Yeah. And she's got like this crazy headpiece with like bananas and like fake teeth and stuff. Which
she
is
looks like
cool.
She's just like walked through Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to get to the.
Yeah, but like to be honest, actually, like if she didn't have the like headpiece, I still think she looked great.
It
and still
good.
Like her hair being like all long and blonde and stuff. I think it's like painted on, like the stripes on her legs are painted on.
Let me have a look.
Rather than it being like tights, and her platform shoes look crazy as well. I think it's a cool look.
No, they're tights.
Yeah?
Yeah, they go down to her feet. Oh, no,
but
wait,
I think they're
they
just
don't.
Painted on because she's not wearing, because she's got like bare feet for her shoes.
Oh, no, I think they are, yeah.
Yeah. But
and the shoes are even rainbow.
I follow her on Instagram. She's pretty cool.
Love this. Out of 10? Yeah, because her face is painted on.
I think a 9 as well.
Like, I think a 9.
I think that's like, that's camp. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, look at her like boobs. She's even got pasties. Diamond pasties. She's not wearing a bra or anything.
Oh, wow.
She's gone all out
for
this.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's great. I think it's a cool look. And she's, you know, she's always going to do well because she's, like, a great model and stuff.
Serena Williams.
Oh, I haven't seen this. Mate, she looks like an omelette.
That's literally what everyone's been saying. A ham
with,
and
like,
cheese omelette.
Ham and cheese, yeah. It's very yellow. I think it's cool. I think it's, like, I like it when you have, like, when you take something that's sort of structurally common, like a suit or a dress, and you just take it to the next level, and the level above that. So, like, the front looking like a dress and it having, like, this mad, like, extra stuff on top, I think that's cool.
I think Serena Williams has looked better.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't like that.
I'm not a big fan of the, like, ham omelette look. But, like, it's still kind of cool.
No,
I'm more of a fan of, like, the shape of it. Like, the shape of the shoulders and, like, the train, like, the cape and stuff like that. I think that's cool. And how it sort of gathers in the front. I think that's a cool...
Can I see the structure of the
dress? It's just the colour and, like, the, like, scattered red bits. Like, you know, it's a very bright yellow. I think if it was just a block yellow...
Are they butterflies?
I don't know. Bits of ham.
They do look like bits of ham. I'm going to give it a 4 because I just think the colours... Like, you see it instantly and you're like...
No.
Ham and cheese omelette.
Yeah. I think I'd give it like a 5 or a 6. Like, it's pretty cool. I think it's kind of camp.
Are you ready for
and
the next one?
I think
one?
It's like...
What out of 10 would you give it?
I said 5 or 6.
A 5. I'd give it a 4 or a 5. I'd be a bit lower. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Go
she
on,
just showed
it?
Me a picture of James Charles. James bloody Charles.
This he got been dressed
our,
by Alexa
This
Wang.
Should have been our news to us segment.
I know. I don't want to talk about it. I feel like it's too, like... Just so you know, when we're recording this, hopefully it will go up this Friday.
You say hopefully every time, like I'm not going to edit it.
No, because we've got like a stack of podcasts. You don't know what one's going up. But hopefully this one will go up Friday. At the moment, we're in the James Charles decline.
Yeah.
He's been a bit of a silly man. I don't really
show
know.
I saw he was there. I don't think what he's wearing is... camp at all.
The only thing that's camp about it is his makeup, and I feel
why
like
is that camp?
Because men in makeup was started by drag.
Yeah, but like it's not like it's just makeup. It just looks like standard.
It's him every
me.
Day.
Yeah, it's what he looks like every day.
And the bandana around the neck is very like a camp
Coachella.
Symbol. No, it's a camp symbol. It's very Coachella though. Yeah,
I think he looks like he's going to Coachella. Like,
yeah,
it's
but
just
he like
a chain
made a statement.
Top
he made
piece.
A statement and was like, "Oh, like this is really out of my comfort zone." And I was like, "But you had your bare ass out in Coachella."
But didn't he like say that he helped design it or something?
No, he said it was custom made for him.
When it wasn't,
it's not custom made for him. Because no.
They just like had an extra ticket and
YouTube
paid for him to be there.
Yeah, because they had an open spot, but it's by Alexa Wang.
Ah, you mean
Alexandra Wang?
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Alexa Chung.
Yeah. No, I think he just looks like he's going to Coachella. Like,
yeah,
it's
I'm not
kind
a fan.
Of, like, the chainmail top is kind of cool. But again, I just don't think it's got any sort of, like, he's looks like he's just got nice boots on
he
and
did
then,
a video.
Like, baggy trousers and a belt. Like,
he did a video where he was getting ready for this. Mm-mm. And he had 2 different outfit choices. And to be fair, this one was the better of the 2.
Yeah.
But I just don't like it.
No, I think it's, like... Yeah, I don't think it looks camp, and I don't think it looks even, like, to the standard of, like, Met Gala.
Out of 10?
Like a 3, maybe a 2.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so this is the last one.
Okay.
It's 2 and 1. It's my favourite outfit of the Met Gala. Hands down, a 10.
I think I know who it is.
Who is it?
Is it Lady Gaga?
No, of course not.
What? Lady Gaga slays,
it's
man.
Billy Porter. Scroll across to the next one. Scroll across to the next one. When he got off of it.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Look at
yes.
that. That is... That is camp.
Okay, so
I'm
not really 100% sure who Billy Porter is.
Yeah, no, neither am I.
I'm guessing he's an actor. I don't know what he's in. I'm so sorry for sounding ignorant. I don't know what he's in. But his outfits, for the past two events that he's been to have been, no, the past three events has been amazing.
Yeah.
So I can't remember what events they are, but for one, he wore, the top bit was a tux,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest of it was a large black dress.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
It looked amazing. And then the one before that, he wore a normal tux with a cape over it. And then when he opened his cape, it was like fuchsia pink, like wow. bright fuchsia pink. And then for the Met Gala, he got carried in.
He's like an Egyptian.
Yeah, he got carried in on a chaise lounge, is that what it's called?
Chaise lounge, yeah.
And by six men. Yeah, in,
six burly men with gold pieces on them.
Yeah.
It was very Egyptian.
And then when he got up, he had massive wings.
Yeah.
That's gold. Camp.
That's it. That's You that's got the it.
Theme.
That's camp.
That's the
you
theme.
Got it.
Well done, Billy Porter. You did it.
Yeah, I think that's...
That's a 10.
Yeah, that is a 10.
That's
it
the
best. It looks great. Because also, like, that's just a wicked thing to wear. Like, I'd just go home and just keep wearing it. I mean, I'm not a professional at reviewing anything.
No,
really.
But maybe there's so many
bars.
YouTube videos about it, and they're not professionals.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
we can
so
at least express our opinions.
Yeah. Before our book club this week.
Yes.
We're going to talk about, instead of talking about our favourite book, because to be honest, I don't read any, the only book I've ever read about fashion, I would say, is the Alexa Chung book
mm-hmm.
that she wrote. But apart from that, I don't really read any fashion books, do you?
I mean, I read magazines.
I don't even read magazines.
Look magazine's my favourite magazine, because I loved it. I got it, like, a lot. There was a point, I think, when I was at college, I'd get it a lot, because there's, like, one page that keeps you up to date on, like, celebrity drama.
Yeah.
Literally one page, and it'd be like, these people broke up and these people got back together. So you're all caught up, and then the rest of it was, like, high street fashion.
I read creative writing magazines. I read, like, Old Comely and stuff like that.
Actually, I
yeah.
bought Breathe the other day. It's a great
Breathe
magazine.
Oh, Breathe is good. And I buy Flow. That's, like, a... My
Your dog
school.
Has
my
a
dog,
magazine.
My dog's called Flo. But we are going to talk about, instead of books, we're probably going to talk about our style icons.
Yeah.
And now I've already expressed that I don't really have any, but I do have one in mind.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
We'll do yours first. I think yours okay. is definitely one.
Mine is like, so basically, I think it was like a few months ago, the kind of the fashion, like, I only shop in high street stores, primarily New Look.
Mm.
And it kind of came about that sort of retro and like 90s, like Fresh Prince mm-hmm. fashion really came back, like windbreakers, like bright colors.
I hate windbreakers.
Like all those sort of like real angular, like big fat stripes and things like that really came back. And I was totally here for it. Like when I saw that there was like camo, like trousers, like pink camo trousers, like 13-year-old me, like, oh my, madness. I like my head exploded. I was like,
okay,
oh, I'm so,
so
here for
I
this.
Think something to note here is definitely our difference in age.
What? I'm 3 years older than you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that, like, although I was born on the
I'm
cusp.
I'm actually 4 years
I was born
you.
On the cusp of 90s. You were born more in the 90s than I was.
Mid 90s.
Yeah, so I like 90s fashion, but I'm not necessarily wearing 90s fashion.
I love 90s fashion. Like, yeah. I think even, like, it kind of has come back in. But I remember, like, years ago, my old housemate Tilly, who studied textiles, she always said that I dressed like really Fresh Prince. And I was like, do I? But
I wouldn't say you dress really Fresh Prince.
No, but, like, since it's come back, I've really got into the
90s. Okay, so who's your
style
icon? So, because I already know who it is.
Christian McAtee,
who's dating
Scotty Sire.
From?
Well, I mean, they're in the vlog squad, but Scotty Sire is his own, like,
yeah, but most
artist.
People would know him from the
yeah,
vlog
he's
squad.
In the vlog squad.
He does his own music. Check it out. It's really good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All of his stuff is great. But, no, his girlfriend, Kristen McAtee, she originally studied fashion, I think, and she wants to become a fashion designer.
Yeah, I didn't know that much about her.
That's, like, her main sort of passion, I think. She also does YouTube videos that are pretty fun and things. But I think she has quite a distinctive style, and she's got a fantastic, like, wavy blonde brunette kind of hair, like very beach wave. I love that. And she wears like big round glasses, all of that kind of thing. And I would call her, like, she's got quite a sort of strong 90s kind of vibe going on with her fashion. And she's definitely like
I would say
an influencer
that,
for me.
Okay, so for me, I would say that she doesn't.
Really?
I would say she has a very, very basic style, which is usually just black jeans, black top and a denim jacket, and then some sort of Doc Martin or funky boot.
I think lately she's sort of gotten into more of like what I would... Cause I,
but Scott's
block,
very 90s.
Yeah, like
Scott's
block,
very 90s,
yeah,
her
yeah.
boyfriend.
But like block colours, bright block colours, and like I'm constantly wearing like mum jeans.
If I go on her Instagram right now, I can almost guarantee that 90% of her photos are.
She's probably,
her
she's
black.
Been wearing... She, like last few she's posted, she was in all black because she just went to Ireland. And oh, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so close to me.
Yeah, like white top jeans.
Yeah, like ripped jeans, but it's like that real
black
sort of...
black ripped jeans, denim jacket.
Doc Martens.
See, I would say she's more like...
She's kind of grunge, actually, in some of those. Kind of grungy. With
yeah,
like...
her Coachella look was grungy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I would say, I don't know. I would
like
say
some of her, like her Coachella like stuff is jeans, like more
top.
Extreme Converses. Like this is that, that's what
I'm
wearing.
You're wearing something very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like her sort of is, I think a lot of it is like the shape as well. Like having kind of like more wide hipped, like jeans that like accentuate that. Yeah. They're all white block and black Doc Martens. I think that's really cool. And she wears like dungarees and things like that. But she, yeah, she was is a big inspiration to my fashion. Like, I sort of, like, I've really gotten into wearing, like, graphic T-shirts and tucking it into a pair of high-waisted mum jeans with a nice big belt. And, like, I also bought some new Converses a little while ago because I needed some. And I got some white ones that have got, like, a sock detail at the top.
That's
so it
cute.
Looks like proper, like...
Yeah, I like those, to be fair.
Basketball shoes, like...
We dress
deal.
Very differently.
We do, but I feel like I dress differently from everyone. Not on purpose, just sort of like, oh, I'm trying to fit in and clearly I'm failing.
I dress very... I gave her... I gave her the words. I tried to join it. We dress very differently, but like not on... not. It's just because we're two different body shapes.
Yeah.
Like properly. Like you're a lot taller than me.
Wow, I've never been called that, but I guess I am. I'm like bang, like I'm
average
height.
You're tall compared to... I'm short.
Yes.
You're very average... proportions.
I am.
You are the average British woman.
I am average height, average foot size, average bra size.
Yeah.
I think I am literally the most standard size 10 you could possibly get.
Yeah. Okay, so I am child size.
I am standard boys 11 to 12 years.
I'm 4'11". Mm-hmm. I buy most of my clothes. Okay, so for me, I don't shop a lot in like...
Shops.
Yeah, I don't shop in... I guess Urban Outfitters occasionally is really expensive. I don't like New Look that much. At the moment, I'm looking for a grad dress, which we'll get into later because we're obviously graduating, so we need to look fancy. And I've been looking in chain shops, and I hate all of them.
Yeah.
I shop in charity shops a lot and stuff like that, which just makes me sound edgy, but I'm just poor.
To be fair, if I go into a charity shop, like... I'll find something I like, and more often than not, it will be from New Look or Dorothy Perkins or
that's not me.
Topshop or something like that. It won't be like something really edgy and out there. It would just be like, oh, this is a skirt 4 months ago I could have bought online.
So my fashion icon is not actually a person.
Oh.
It kind of is a person.
Is it a cartoon?
It's a character. No. How funny would it be if it's a cartoon?
Like, you know they wear the same thing every day, right?
It's a cartoon.
It's a character.
No, it's a character. It's not a cartoon. It's, okay, so have you seen Mamma Mia 2?
No.
Okay, so...
I've seen the first one.
Okay, so, what's her name?
Donna?
Yeah, Donna, but who's she played by? Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. I can't remember Meryl Streep. Okay, Meryl Streep plays Donna, but in Mamma Mia 2,
Lily James
plays the younger version of her. And her fashion style is like literally me to a T.
Oh, okay.
It's all like flowy clothes, very hippie, but also like raw denim, which I don't actually wear any raw denim because I can't find anything that fit me because I'm so small. But I do have a raw denim jacket.
Yeah.
I want raw denim jeans.
Yeah.
But I can't find anything that fit me. I literally wear like age 13 jeans.
Yeah.
And
you wear a lot of leggings as well.
I wear leggings because I'm so little and like it's just easier to put on a pair of leggings than it is to find
trousers.
Yeah, like I wear jeggings as jeans, which they look like jeans.
Yeah.
They're not like denim, like they're not like jeggings.
Yeah,
like you know the ones you peed in. They're not like those.
She's
sighing at me.
Remind me of that.
Yeah, but no, and like I'm hippie, and like my hair is long. And I've got it straightened today, but it's usually quite wavy.
Yeah.
And it's just easier just to go with the hippie style of my hair than it is to like try and...
Follow what your hair's
telling
you.
Try and tame my hair.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Kristen McAtee's hair is very similar to mine, but hers is darker and is definitely more wavy, whereas mine is curly.
Yeah.
But the length and everything is very similar.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that.
I remember when, like, I went home, like... sometime during third year, and my dad was like I'm not very good at doing my hair, like full stop.
Okay. You do dye it.
I do dye it.
Yeah, you do more to your hair than I do. I don't even brush my hair.
Like, no, but dyeing it, that's like the most attention I'll pay to it.
Yeah.
But no, I remember I went home once and my dad was like, since you've been hanging out with Asha, your hair has gotten more and more like hers.
Oh.
And I realized that it's just because I just sort of stopped to try and tame it.
The thing is, it just kind of went wild.
And I was like, I'm okay with this.
Better when I don't tame it.
Yeah, because you just, it has like a natural curl.
It has a natural curl.
And I just, I kind of did the same thing where I was like, because mine's got a natural kink.
Yeah.
It's sort of not quite wavy, not quite curly, somewhere in between. And so I just left it to do that. And my dad, and it just goes a bit wild, especially when I hadn't had
but
it cut.
Fine.
And my dad was like, your hair's like to look like ashes. And I was like, I think we've both given up. That's the theme.
My hair is just, I've never cared about my hair at all.
No.
I wash it.
That's good.
Every other day. And that's it. I don't brush it. I straightened it today because it's, because I've started straightening my hair, which I need to stop doing because then if I let it go natural, it goes frizzy. So I need to stop applying heat to it, basically.
Yeah.
And it's because at work, I'm not allowed crazy hair.
Oh.
I have to look professional. So I started straightening it and then I just like get in this like routine of straightening it. But my hair is about, I don't know, how long is my hair?
I don't know, because you're so short. So like maybe on a regular human.
90% of me is hair.
Yeah.
Like my hair is huge. Yeah. And like when I let it grow.
It probably comes down to like your hips.
Yeah.
But if you're a regular size human.
It would be like back
shoulder
length. Yeah, like lifting. But like it's, yeah, it's large and I just wear a lot of like flowy loose clothing.
Yeah,
occasionally wear tight clothing, but like I like the hippie style.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
like the more like indie, like hippie, like, but not hipster
boho.
Yeah, more boho I would say. Yeah. Like, but also I just don't shop in
regular shops.
No, it's
That's
just
okay.
too hard.
Leading on from that quite neatly, actually, talking about hair is my weekly favorite.
Okay,
is that so, because obviously we have had deadlines, etc. Last deadline is today, or was today, and to treat myself, I dyed my hair again last night because I have red hair. I love my red hair.
Yeah,
it's my favorite thing ever. And but obviously, like, I'm naturally brunette, so when it grows out, I get like brunette roots, but they kind of look okay blending into red. And so I dyed my hair last night, and I was like, whoa, this is very red, because I've like left it for so long to go like brown. I was like, whoa, this is very red, and I love it. And like, linking to fashion, when I got dressed today. Like, I wear pretty much block colours all the time. But I was like, my hair being this red is like, I'm adding a whole other colour to like whatever I'm wearing. So that's why I don't really wear red that much.
Yeah.
Because my hair is like this beacon.
No, but you're wearing green today and it's quite nice to be red.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
A bit too Christmassy, but yeah.
Oh yeah, true, like a Christmas tree.
But like, I looked at myself, I was like, whoa, this is like, my hair is like its own piece of fashion.
We're in a red studio right now and I can't really tell how red it is.
True. Actually, yeah. But no, it's just like more because like when I tie my hair up, normally you can see all these brown roots, but now it's like bright red and I'm, whoa.
My weekly favourite is, I went shopping yesterday to try and find a graduation dress. I didn't find any. And one of the few things I do buy from retail shops is like hairbands and stuff like that. And I have this is called a hairband, isn't it?
A headband.
I have a headband and it's yellow because yellow is my favourite colour.
It's nice yellow.
Yeah, it's nice yellow. It's like mustardy, a little bit brighter than mustard, I'd say. And it kind of matches my overall, I wear yellow.
A lot.
Most of the time. Yeah. I love yellow. And it's good.
Can we just sit and talk about how much we love the colour yellow?
I love yellow. What's your favourite colour? It's pink, isn't it?
I like you had pink like a lot.
Yeah, you had like a... The other day, Katie had like a like moment where she was like, wait, I actually... My favourite colour is pink.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really weird because you're always taught as a girl that your favourite colour should be pink or purple.
I was a tomboy, so I was like, no, my favourite colour is blue.
Yeah, but then, like, at this moment in time, the other day, she was like... She sat down and she was like, wait, my duvet cover is pink?
Yeah.
I actually like pink. Yeah, and I was like, wow. But my favourite colour is yellow.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
I like pink now. But when I was a tomboy, like back
used
when I was like 12,
pink.
I hated pink. I wore boys' clothes, which are always blue.
Yeah, but your style now isn't necessarily feminine.
No.
You do have more feminine days.
Yeah,
but you are more masculine.
But the thing is that my mum and my sister always told me that pink suited me. They're like, you should wear more pink. It really suits you.
Yeah, my parents say that too.
And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, no, I don't like pink. But now I like pink because it does suit me.
Yeah.
So, funny how things change.
But aren't you scared with your red hair that it will, like, clash?
Yeah, but I don't often wear like real bright pink or anything like that. It's normally like pink is woven in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
What would you say? Would you say my style is more masculine or feminine?
I think yours is more feminine.
I think mine is more
feminine.
But
like not because it's sort of like, not because it's not masculine, but not because it's ultra feminine either. It's sort of like right in that middle.
It's like
bracket.
Flowy, but I wouldn't say that. I don't wear skirts a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, sometimes you do.
I wear dresses. In the summer, I wear more dresses just because it's easier.
Yeah,
like, in summer, who cares? You're so hot and you just put on a dress, you're like, I'm going.
Yeah,
you know what
much.
I mean? But I wouldn't say I'm more masculine. And also, I like yellow because I struggle with colours.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I've never actually been diagnosed as being, like, colorblind, I would say. Mm. But like, I do struggle. And yeah. I do think that colors are some other colors. And yellow, I know yellow. Yellow is the color I know. Like, I see yellow and I'm like, that's yellow. But like, if it's like blue or green, I'm like, I don't know.
Idea.
I don't know what color. I do like blue. Mm. Or what I think is blue. I'll enjoy. Like the other day, I was I color organize my wardrobe.
Mm.
To
Why?
Be in like set colours, because I always like,
because you're colourblind.
Yeah, because I'm colourblind, but also because I'm like, oh, that yellow top, or what I think is yellow. No, I know what yellow is. I'm like, oh, I want to wear that yellow top, and I know it'll be in the yellow section.
Right, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, but Shalika had to come down and help me like
colour organise.
Yeah, and I was like, is this red? She was like, no, it's pink. And I'm like, oh. Oh, it's wow. Like colours that are close together on the colour spectrum I find hard.
Yeah.
No, and that... turquoise, don't ask me. I have no idea. You know what I mean? But yeah. But my weekly annoyance this week,
yes,
is trying to find a grad dress.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep going on about this because I spent all of yesterday trying on so many dresses. I can't find one that fits me well.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because I am really little, but I want a formal dress.
Yeah,
but I don't want it to be tight, and no one seems to understand that.
Yeah, that is that's a tough battle.
Yeah, and so I've been ordering online, but then I have to keep taking them back, and it's just like,
yeah. See, right. So on that topic, my favorite designer. I remember, like, if I ever have to get something formal, yeah. And I get to like save up for it. Like, if it's a wedding I'm going to, and I have like a lot of prep time, I'll save up and I'll go to Karen Millen, because
how expensive is Karen Millen?
Each dress probably around about on average like 100 quid.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, it's like a real design, quite a lot. Like, I go up to London town and go shopping. Mm. But like, I love it because I love the style and the patterns and the shape that most of the dresses are. I love it so much. Mm. So I was going to do that, and I was looking on there, and there's so many beautiful dresses, and I was like, oh, I'm going to end up getting one of these whether I want to or not. But then actually, I went to Sainsbury's yesterday. What turn?
Can we go to Sainsbury's after this podcast?
Yeah, sure.
Have a look.
I went to Sainsbury's, and there's, because there's like clothing in there, it's like two, is that their line?
Yeah, TU.
Yeah, I went there, and right at the front, they had these two dresses that were like really nice material. Like, it wasn't like thin, like cotton or anything. It was really nice, like, I don't know what. But, and they were these like, I guess you would probably put them in the category as like work dresses, but they were really, really nice.
Yeah.
Like really nice floral pattern. One was like blue and purple, kind of dark, that was like off the shoulder. And the other one was like white with flowers.
Yeah.
There was like a halter neck, like top. And I was like, this is like so nice for Sainsbury's. It's like 25 quid. So I was
not
like,
bad.
So maybe I'll buy my grad dress from Sainsbury's.
I don't think it should matter. One thing I am going to say about fashion is I don't think it matters where it's from.
No.
Like, as I say, I buy 90% of my clothes at the charity shop because it's giving money to charity. And we will have a podcast on fast fashion.
Yeah.
Because I do believe that buying from chains is not great. Although there is times when you have to. Like, I'm not going to find tights in a charity shop.
Yeah, and like underwear and stuff.
Yeah, underwear. Like, you know what I mean?
The
like
basics.
You don't want that sort of stuff. Yeah. But like, I do like to buy all my like pieces, like the top I'm wearing right now, but also the top I'm wearing right now is New Look, but I've had it for years.
Yeah,
because I don't grow.
Yeah.
So, and fast fashion is mostly about, I'm not obviously gonna go into this too much detail now, but fast fashion is about buying clothes because it's on trend.
Yeah,
whereas I have my own style, and also I don't grow, so I end up keeping clothes for like
years and ages. Yeah
so I am looking in chain shops for a grad dress right now,
yeah,
which is why I think I'm like struggling with it, because I'm like, I'm not used to being like, oh, I need this from a chain shop.
I think, well, see, I pretty much only ever shop in chains. I mean, I do go into charity shops and try and find things. I think it's more just I'm not good at it, like
charity
my friend
shopping.
Yeah, my friend Hope. And she's like president of thrift shopping. Like, she is the queen. I don't know how she does it.
I love thrift shopping.
Like, I think it's great. I don't have the talent for it, but like, or the patience. But no, I think for a grad dress, I'm looking for something that's like just nice. I'm always looking for something. Yeah. But you remember there was like that chant, and it was like, let's all go to Tesco's where Katie buys her best clothes. And it was like meant to be an insult. And I'm like, damn, I will go to Tesco's because they've got some great fashion for low prices. Like, how is that? You know, I love it. So maybe it will come from Sainsbury's.
Maybe.
Who knows?
What's your weekly annoyance? You didn't say.
Oh, again, dye my hair. Back
it's
to
a
that
good thing and a bad thing.
Great thing, but also because I'm moving out this weekend.
Oh, no.
I know, it's really sad. Don't even. And so so as I said, I treated myself. I dyed my hair, but my parents have pretty much banned me from dyeing my hair in their bathroom because I get red, little spots of red hair dye everywhere. And so I was like, you know what? I'm trying to sell this place, but just to christen it, I'll get red hair dye everywhere. And so I dyed my hair, and as you know, as you'd expect, there are these tiny little dots of red everywhere. But the worst thing is that once it's been sat in your hair for a while and you have to rinse it out and it like splatters everywhere, it looks like you murdered someone in your bath.
I know.
And I left like fingerprints, like red fingerprints on my like shower door, and it seriously looks like I was murdered or something. And I was like, this is great. Like, it's on everything, and I'm trying to sell the, or like, you know.
That's our afternoon plans, is to go to Katie's and pack up all our stuff.
And move me out.
Oh no.
That's okay. Yeah, that's the looking forward to part.
Okay, so we're not going to do news to us, even though we do have a really good news to us.
We'll do it next time.
We'll do it another time, because it's so good. But we'll
when we do our fast fashion, we'll wrap it up
because we talked about Met Gala too much.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
That's topical.
So what are you looking forward to?
I mean, so because I'm moving out, I am going to throw away. What am I going to throw away? I'm going to throw away loads of paper and recycle
and
loads of stuff. Loads of stuff I don't need.
Did you donate a whole load of stuff the other day?
I need to donate. I've got three black bags in my car that I need to take to a charity shop. And when we go back to mine to pack me up, I am going to have more black bags of clothes to
That's
the charity
good.
Shop. Like, it's great. I love the fact that I can donate clothes. It's like my favorite thing. And I go through my wardrobe probably once like a season and chuck stuff into a black bag and take it down to like cancer research. I love it. But yeah, this time it's gonna be a lot because I have so many clothes in my flat that I just don't wear, and I've just like collected over the last 3-4 years, and they need to go. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay,
what are you looking forward to?
Same, really.
What, clearing my stuff out?
Helping you clear your stuff out, because I love
that is
organizing, but also finding a grad dress. When I have it, I will stop stressing about it.
Yeah. I mean, you've got time. It's in June. Late June.
We're in May.
It's late June. It's like a month away.
It's the 20th. Yeah, I guess.
25th.
And also, I do work at a very, very fancy store, so I might see if I can find something in there.
Yeah.
I can get 25% off. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up here because we've talked too much.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, this is going to be great to edit. It's so long. That's it for this week's Coffee and a Cry podcast. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye.